Youth Radio, Youth Now Radio is now in effect. This is your boy, Mr. Marsh Williams, a.k.a. Lash, a.k.a. The Champ. Right now, I just want to play a track. We'll listen to some Talib Kweli, so just listen to this next track, and I'll be back with some of my peoples.
Expect the unexpected. Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you. It's kind of hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you.
I wasn't gonna take the ring.
It's kind of hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you. It's kind of hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back. Yeah, I know a city that's surrounded by a beautiful beach. The economy boosted by the drugs and moving the street. The water clearer than the crystal sky, blue as the beast. But the people ain't got shoes for their feet or food to eat, so they hurting. But what's for certain, you could get you some heat. And over beef, you laid to rest like you was getting some sleep. Where the little kids get ammunition? Who can't get no nutrition or any type of suitable living condition? Listen, I shoot you over that paper, it's just survival. It's human nature to put you out your misery like euthanasia. Yeah, don't let them fool you, we ain't different than the youth in Asia, Africa, or Europe. It's a small world with truly neighbors. If they the third world, then who the first to get to heaven? I know it's hard, but who does God choose to go through it worse? Usually it's the prophets. Ask the cat what really matters nowadays. Usually it's his pockets.
You gotta get back to what really matters.
Word.
You gotta search our soul to find out what we're after. The more I find my voice, the more they try to make it harder. Mom and dad, don't forget to warn your sons and daughters.
It's all real.
About the nature of the world today. The nature of the world today.
That's what I'm talking about.
The nature of the world today. The nature of the world today.
Word. Don't nobody talk no more than your text message. Driving and typing, not paying attention, missing their next exit. Depending on navigation, they never know where they're going. They staying stuck in one spot, they're not growing. I'm so over crying, waiting and hoping, playing the blame game. The game changed, we in a different world like Wayne Wayne. Come on, getting high just to maintain. Yeah, take my music like a drug and drop the needle in the same vein. I get a rush like I'm tweaking a flow, except it ain't via the nose, it's from deep in my soul. Through street slang, I be speaking it cold. Kicking the doors, freaking the flow till the speakers explode. We in control, the people know I speak the truth. The power, my roots is thicker than sour sap, and it's so strong, they busting out the flower pot. Family tradition is to tell them you love them while your family living from granny in the kitchen, a little man in prison. Get back
to what really matters.
That's right, come on.
We gotta search our soul to find out what we're after.
Let's go, let's go.
The more I find my voice, the more they try to make it harder. Mom and dad, don't forget to warn your sons and daughters.
It's all real.
About the nature of the world today. The nature of the world today.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
the
about.
The nature of the world today. The nature of the world today.
Yeah. Let's go. It's kind of hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you. It's kinda hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you. It's kinda hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back on you. It's kinda hard to keep faith in the things that you do when everybody turns their back.
I'm just trying to get back to what really matters. I'm trying to search my soul to find out what I'm after. But the more I find my voice, the more they try to make it harder.
Indeed.
So mom and dad, don't forget to warn your sons and daughters.
It's all real.
About the nature of the world today. The nature of the world today. The nature of the world today. The nature of the world today.
It's all natural, baby. That's how we put it down. Yeah, Brooklyn and Tennessee. You gon' remember me. Yeah.
Hello, hello. Yes, we back. CKDU 88.1. What's going on, guys? I'm behind the board right now for the first time.
Yeah, K in the building.
Is we on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on, guys?
What up? It's your boy Case, fresh off the plane from Edmonton. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. We're gonna toss it around and let everyone else speak and say what's up. Who's all here?
Your boy O'Dizzy here, coming through, wishing everybody a happy natal day, you know. What's up, Halifax? We're doing Studio B. What's going on in Studio B, guys?
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Marsh Williams, a.k.a. Lash, a.k.a. The Champ. I was in front of the board for a minute, but I figured I'd let someone have the range, you know what I mean? So I'm back in my usual seat, Studio B. Had a good weekend, you know, happy natal day to everybody, and, you know, it's all good. I'll let my man sound off.
Hey, what up? It's Glenn. I just jogged like 5 flights of steps. Just to be here with you guys.
You did the same? You did that too?
Yeah, man.
That kills your legs, don't.
Not really. I'm just really hot right now.
I kill my legs coming up there. I don't know it to you.
Yeah, that but evening workout, you know what I mean?
Seriously.
Cardio.
Yeah, man. We just going to do, you know, the regular Monday 5:30 thing. You know what I mean? We're going to call it Musical Monday, though, because we're going to have a lot more music than usual. And you know that, that good conversation that we be having every time. So yeah, we're gonna go to a track so I can get organized and stuff, and we be back.
All right.
Girl, you know I
In. We back, we back. So,
Monday edition, 88.1 Youth Net Radio, NATO Day edition.
NATO Day.
I think we got a caller on the line. I think we're going to get to that in a moment here. Before a track here.
Yeah, he won't.
Go to the caller, Kyle.
Hello, caller.
See, we got the caller here. They're at it. Yeah. Turn her up.
Hello, hello. Caller. Are you there? He must have hung up. Did he hang up? Hello, hello. Caller. Oh, he's gone. Everybody, he's gone.
Oh, okay, yeah, we missed that call. Don't worry about it. But, yeah, I think he was talking to Marsh. He was just saying that, you know, he enjoyed the show and whatnot. He wanted to speak, but he might have got disconnected. We'll get him the next time. So if anyone is out there on a Monday, I don't know what people may be doing, coming from the beach, barbecuing, maybe
on their way to the
Nader Day festivities. I seen some down nearby Lake Pinook around that area. There's a little bit of festivities going on down there. If people are just home relaxing. And you can just want to give us a call and tell us what you did on your, how'd you celebrate your NATO Day. Phone number is 494-2487. You know, it's a laid back day today. We're gonna talk about a few things a little bit later on in the show. One thing Casey and I were discussing on the way here was a lot of things. We've seen a lot of construction, a lot of infrastructure, tie-ups. Well, not even tie-ups today because of the holiday, but a lot of things, work being done around the city. We just want to talk about that a little bit. And, you know, a few other things, so probably going to go into a track here now.
Well, actually, we're going to get into that.
Yeah,
actually.
Let's get into it.
Right,
so, okay.
Marsh, I want you to chime in on this as well, because I'm not sure if you know, but you're not aware of the bridge situation and the infrastructure holdup and the detour that's currently going on in the community.
I can't hear that.
Sorry, folks, we just have a little bit of technical difficulties.
You got us over there, Matt?
Yeah, I got you guys, man. Okay. Everything cut out for a second. My mic, my headphones, everything. I never heard nothing.
Oh, okay, so basically, I'm saying the detour is currently going on in the community. Do you know exactly on anything that's going on about that?
I don't, because last time I was up there because you guys know I'm involved with Preston Trails, and I was up there, and the trail looked like it was finished. And I, as far as I know, the waterline extension's already done, so I have no idea why the detour is there, and I haven't been talking to anybody who I guess would be in the know, as far, you know what I mean, to ask about it.
I don't know what's going on, but I heard speculation.
Some people saying it's the bridge, some people saying it's not the bridge. Some people, they saying they're gonna cut that off.
For people who don't know, we're talking about
Lake Major Road on the way to North Preston.
Yeah.
But
some people saying they're gonna cut that off, so everyone in North Preston has to come all the way around there to go, just to get to where they're going.
No, man, they can't do that. That's just ridiculous.
I'm just
for
saying
one.
What I heard.
But
grapevine.
No, I was just gonna say though, what for me personally, I do think that having that there in the short term right now is kind of a good thing, because what it's doing is it's forcing the communities connect a little bit, even if it's just a drive through, and it's forcing, you know, for example, the Metro Transit bus to go through, even if they're not stopping in the community, just to see that there is a community there that needs to be serviced, you know. So I mean, in the short term, I do think it's a good thing, because it just gives a feel that people are going through the community. I mean, construction always sucks, but if they're gonna do, you know, if they're gonna put a detour there, I guess. You know, for a short term, like I said, with everything that's been happening, you know, between the two communities and all the issues that we're having with various organizations or what have you, just to have to drive through the community to get to where you're going, I think in the short term that's a good thing, because in a way it's kind of forcing the communities to connect a little bit, even if it's just a drive through.
I see what you're saying, Marsh. Maybe like for a Sunday afternoon, maybe, but Like really? Like, that's a whole, like, if you think about the numbers, right? That's a large influx of traffic to that certain spot, maybe at certain times in the morning and stuff like that. I don't know. Like sometimes, well, as soon as you hit the number 7 highway, you're going to hit traffic soon in that area anyway, like, before you're, you know, going further onto Main Street, right?
Yeah.
So, like, with that large influx, I don't know if people are actually looking at it like that. I was just raising the point because I don't think no one really knows what's going on, so you have to take your own point of view and look at it how you want to look at it.
Exactly.
Yours may be more so positive than mine right now.
I feel what you're saying too, right? And I mean, I never thought about the traffic issue because I'm not going either direction in rush hour. What I mean? Yeah. So it's not affecting me in that way, but it is obviously causing some kind of problem. But, like I said, for me, I think that it's just, I just think even just that drive through the community just helps you, feel more connected to it. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Mash, we got a caller on the line. We're going to see what they, hello, caller. Are you there? Hello.
Someone's there.
Someone's there. We can hear it. We can hear the background. Maybe they redialed by mistake or something.
No. I was just talking to him. He didn't say nothing. Hello.
Well, maybe he'll call back. He stepped away from the phone. He's watching TV, though.
Shout out to television sometimes.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
So, but the perspective that I was taking was that, like Orrin said, it's a major inconvenience to a significant amount of people.
Yeah.
So I think that there should be, first of all, a warning and a reason given.
And a reason given why it's there.
And a time span. Like, how long is this detour?
I heard 2 weeks, right? But like I said, I don't really
know. Yeah, no. You heard 2 weeks.
I heard
it was going
to
be permanent. You know what I mean? So, like, everyone's hearing everything. So I think the city
needs to step up.
First of all, they should have said 2 weeks
before,
ago.
They should have said before it happened.
They should have said during August, whatever, tell whatever, there's going to be a temporary detour due to this reason, such and such and such and such, sorry for the inconvenience.
And I hold.
You don't just show up one
that.
Day, put up some temporary clothes sign, and start working in a community, and then just force everyone to adjust for a long period of time and not give them no warning or no foresight of that.
I personally take that as
blatant disrespect. Personally,
no.
Do you think that they would just go down and set up? Temporary clothes signs in a major area in Clayton Park and not tell anybody about it?
Exactly.
And just shut it down?
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that on Caldwell Road, you know what I mean?
Or Caldwell Road.
You know what I mean? They wouldn't do that on Caldwell Road.
Or Lake
the caller's there.
What's going on?
Yes, hello.
Caller.
It's the same guy with
I'm telling you, man, his dog is hitting the redial button.
Someone's playing with the phone over this guy.
Just don't.
Hey, yo, you there, son?
I already dropped. Just dropping.
Yeah, we dropped.
Well, it was good. So we're just going to continue on with this show. Like,
I think
if anyone, I want to put a question out there. If anyone could please tell me who may, work for the city or anyone who has any type of insight, which I could be mean, and as well as the youth now collective, be enlightened with to let us know what's going on Lake Major Road. Feel free to call, let us know. And then, take a bit.
And that number is 494-2487.
Youth Now Radio in effect. We going to a track, guys?
Yeah.
About that time.
Yeah, we gonna go to a track in just about a minute here. We queuing it up. Case is queuing it up, actually. And,
yeah, feel free to call in unless you have your TV on.
Can't make up my mind, girl. So won't you make it easy on me?
night and hit this weed. Two-step with me, let's slip to the dance floor. On and on and on and on we go. I'll dip you if you want me to. You see, I really wanna get a little funk with you. Biggity bump with you. A nigga wanna hump you and then just comfort you. And then I'll pop the top and lay you on the cot and get you nice and hot. Yeah, yeah, it's all to the real. We can do it like God. Come on, girl, let's chill. Why? Just keep looking good in the hood. Damn, girl, you're so fly. We can do what you want to. You say you drink Alizé or was it Malibu? It don't really matter, though. You remind me of the time when I had a hoe. She kept telling me, doggy dog, I gotta go. So I let her get in the wind and cold mac the frame. 2 plus 2, it equals 4. This is some shit that can last forevermore. I'm trying to put my bid in. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, Ma, get in. And don't ask where we going. Pippin' and hoin', drink pouring and weed blowing. You know it, come on.
Then exhale slow. Now you in the right mode to float and fly. Hop in the ride. 81 Mustang, the T-diddle side. The ride don't matter, flat or who. It's all about we and the crew. And at 2 o'clock, the girls to pass through. And it's more than a view. The jean shorts and the tank tops will do. With their hands on the pool.
How we do.
You know how these Canadians do. West Indians, Asian, Latinos do. Holla at that birdie that be smiling at you. Even though you with the missus, she thinks you're delicious. It's something that this blue sky does. Green grass and nut bud. It's summertime love.
Turn it on, light it up. We gon' set this jump fire. Underneath the trees, we'll hook the wings. Yeah. You can get a second plate for free.
Why don't you just
turn it on, light it up.
Yeah.
We gon' set this on fire. Yeah. In the trees, we'll cook the greens. Get your second plate for free.
Excuse me, miss. Don't mean to be rude, but
damn,
you looking good like food.
Confidence so high, I feel like I can't lose.
Here, come in the ride, this is what we gon' do.
Right.
Skip off your jaw,
man.
Swim by Jamal's,
right.
And later on, maybe you can work your jaws.
Oops.
I know sometimes I might get a little raw, but your candy eyes is eye. Can't eat a eye, eye. Can't even lie, eye. Fancy your thigh, I've been sizing you, girl, for quite some time. Don't got a lot of money, so riches I can't buy, but get with this vibe, we could soar real high. In a century, Sam, give a damn if they don't understand. Ball heavy, head high is the stride. Broke, but we walk like we own high rise. At least in the mind, so we walk
turn
as such.
On, yeah. Turn it on, light it up. We gon' set this on fire. In the trees, we'll cook the greens. You can get a second plate for free.
Come on and just
turn it on, light it up. We gon' set this on fire. In the trees, we'll cook the greens. Get your second plate for free.
With the suave dog chaps with ill dog sounds,
funk you up to get down.
And when your mind right, you'll see it's just family.
Yeah.
Clubs you don't need, so chill from the scene. About every hour, pop the Al Green. Hop in the car, drive a 3D. Low down the windows, raise the DBs. Parents, they roll up, don't understand. We are neck snapping hard, they can't catch the beat. It's just a suave dog Steve,
yeah.
Not even thinking twice. Just feeling nice.
Ride. We gon' set this on fire. In the trees, we'll cook the greens. You can get a second plate for free.
We gon' just
turn it on,
turn it up,
light it up.
Light it up.
Set this on fire. In the trees, we'll cook the greens. Get your second plate for free.
If you're chillin' in the front, light it up. If you're all up in the back, light it up. If your pockets on stack, light it up. If your pockets just flat, light it up. If you came to get down, light it up. Make a loud sound, light it up. T dot get down, light it up. Circle swarm round, light it up.
Now radio, we are back. What's up, Halifax?
Yes, what it do? After a nice little musical interlude, some Canadian content for you. Light it up, Socrates.
Yeah. Socrates, T dot.
You gotta know that was Socrates.
Actually, yeah, shout out to T dot.
But he probably made the beat though. That's why.
Oh, yes, I would say Socks had the beat. Had the beat.
Hey,
okay, who was that? Choclair. That was Choclair, Julie Black, and Socrates.
Yeah. I want to shout out Toronto. I met some people from Toronto. I met some people from Montreal. I met some people from Edmonton. Met some people from Victoria, from Bolivia.
What was the name of the conference that you attended?
It was the Global Youth Assembly.
How was it?
Let's talk about that for a minute, man. What was it all about, man? Let's just fill the boys in. What's good?
Okay, guys. Well, basically, it was pretty much a networking conference to inspire and motivate youth to take control and take action in their own communities, and they had basically showing that there's workshops available and there's resources available. There are people out there that are for change, and they understand that it takes a young person at the grassroots to really make that change, because they know what's going on most. And another part, most of their passion is sincere and genuine and doesn't come with ulterior motives. Like if a youth wants to take action and do something big, it's not really for the money, and they're really doing just to do something big. So there's groups out there that were willing to put money into various projects that will promote change, and especially if they're derived, founded, or founded and organized and exercised through youth. And so this conference was a networking conference, and they showed examples such as, do you know the Carl Clayborger? He was on Oprah. Does anyone know him? He was on Oprah a few times.
No, I never heard of him.
Founder of Baskin Robinson. Is that him?
Oh, yeah, no, that's his name was Ocean. I forget his last
name. That's his name. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. God.
But there was another guy, like, for example, there was a guy, a local guy named in Edmonton, and he's the CEO of a company called Earthwater. And pretty much they were like, rather than, if we're going to sell bottled water, we're going to give 100% of the proceeds to the UN, where and they're going to fund water purification and development systems in countries where they most need water. So 100% of this company's proceeds, other than paying the staff, go to UN and in Africa and other countries like that to develop water. And this person and this individual is under 30 years old, and he's a CEO of a company that does such things, and he's being paid for what he does. So it was just a new term that they're throwing out called social entrepreneur, and that there's people that are encouraging young people to take change. And if you have an idea, big or small, there are people out there that are willing to help you. And basically this conference, like I said, was a networking conference to pool people together. Like myself, I have a few emails I need to write and touch base with people, because they were very interested in two programs, the iMove program as well as the EAST program. So I had to write a few emails to get my networking game up and hopefully bring some added resources to the fight.
Beautiful.
So that's what it was about. It was a lovely time. It was all youth people from all over the world. It was lovely, really. It really was.
Yeah. No, me and Sobez were having a conversation today about how building from the ground up and building the grassroots, man, you got to start with the networking. And really, like, the conversations that we all have, like, you know, we all hang together and stuff like that. So the conversation we have in private, like, I said to Sobez today, I said, man, I've been saying this to a lot of people lately. We gotta get together with some other people and have the same conversation we're having. And I said that to at least five different people in the last week. You know what I mean?
That's pretty much what this conference was all about, Marshall. Pretty much just telling everybody what your story was and what are you trying to do to change the effects of your story, and everyone sharing and networking. Like, that was a lot of people. Like, and I felt privileged because I had the chance to educate a lot of people, and not only Canadians but other international people who didn't know that there was Indigenous Black people in Canada. That because their perception of African Canadian is someone who really just first migrated,
who just got here, or their parents first migrated.
They didn't understand that there were black communities that have been here for three, four hundred years.
Like me and Orr
were saying, there were black people here before Canada was even a country, when it was still under Britain.
Oh, yeah.
There was a colony, and it was called Preston Township, and that's where we live at right now. You know what I mean? So that was, it's older than Canada itself. That's how old this community is. So, and people didn't know that. And I felt privileged and honored to share that experience with them and let them know what we go through.
Exactly.
And I also, the natives, there was a few native people, Aboriginal people that I've connected with out there, and they see somewhat parallels between the communities. So I had a chance to take out there and drive through one and visit with a few of them. And there are very similar parallels between a reserve and say a community like Preston or Hamish Plains or anything like that. They look and they're set up very similar. So yeah, that's my thought on that.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Like,
yeah, Case doing big things.
You don't know until you get there and be able to speak with people and talk to people and just to let them know, like you were saying, that they didn't understand that, you know, it was communities such as that was here, you know, in Canada.
And also, I had a chance to address, I didn't really, well, yeah, I got to ask her a question, but the Governor General of Canada was there. She was at a forum, and she spoke, and then she had a little question and answer period, so I was able to ask her a question.
And what did you ask?
Actually, I pretty much basically addressed her, and I said, because she was in Edmonton, like, this is what I was talking about with Orrin. Edmonton and other cities, Toronto, Montreal, they're taking very new age, like contemporary, extremely new age, like ways of thinking as far as crime prevention and youth engagement. They're like investing in programs that encourage kids to write music, make music, record music. Like they're building community centers with recording studios in them and software to make the beats all in there, and they're being provided by the city. This stuff's being provided by the city and the government in conjunction with a few other organizations.
This is
being done in Montreal. It's being done in Toronto. It's being done in Edmonton. It's being done in Calgary. It's being done in Winnipeg, but major cities. And I was telling Orrin this conversation. Halifax has two identities. It is a somewhat small, relatively small metropolitan area in ratio compared to other major cities in the country. There are other major cities that double, triple, maybe even quadruple our size and population. You know what I mean? We had maybe 560 last time I checked, Marshall. Would I be right in saying that?
Well, in the Halifax area, there's like almost 400,000 people, right? But you look at a place like the Greater Toronto area that got like 7-8 million. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what I'm saying. And Edmonton had like 1.2 million or something
so
like
Edmonton's
that.
So Edmonton's like three times as big as here if you're talking about people-wise.
So yeah, so Edmonton's a bigger city, but Edmonton is a major city in Alberta. Halifax is a major city in Nova Scotia.
Exactly.
So we are a major metropolitan
exactly.
area.
Exactly. So even though we're relatively small, we're the biggest city east of Quebec City. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So
So
there's a lot of stuff that needs to be going on here
exactly
that isn't.
Exactly. That's not going on here. Like we need to invest our monies in infrastructure in like major metropolitan cities. So basically my address to Her Excellency was, how do I bring these resources to the government to try to get the government to buy into this back home? Because we were like, this is desperately what we need, and we've been needing, and it's so far from, like, it's not even, like, considered. You know what I mean? Like,
they wouldn't even take a real look at it.
Exactly. They'd be like,
they might give it a once over, and then it's going to the shredder. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I just pretty much asked the Governor General of Canada, can you help me? Pretty much, it was almost a cry. I was like, can you help me do this in Nova Scotia? Like, how do I do all? Like, that's what I'm here for. Pretty much, that's why I'm at this conference. To have change in my community, and I pretty much said the whole spiel, like, yeah, you know what I mean, I'm African Nova Scotian, I'm from East Preston, it's an African Nova Scotian community, 300 years old, just outside Halifax. I said that, you know what I mean, I had to sign everybody, and I was pretty much saying, we have nothing. We have the same stuff that we have now we had in 1755 when they first sent us out there.
Exactly.
We got our houses and our land, and that's it. We have no development at all. Just the houses are now we got running water and electricity.
Exactly. No, I think another thing, because I know we're going to go to a track in a minute, but I just want to touch back on what you were saying when how they're putting these programs out there to encourage people to do things. And part of the conversation I was having today was that, you know, one thing that we need to do to engage our youth is let them know that whatever talent they may have, whether that's an athletic talent, an artistic talent, or a scholastic talent, whatever it may be, that there's something out there for them.
For you, exactly.
You know what I mean? And you can make a living off it, a decent living doing what you love. You know what I mean? You don't. And the other thing that's important to go with that is you don't have to be famous to do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing that people get in their head. Like, you know, that I got to be the biggest star to be able to do this, or I got to do something that I don't want to do, or something that I probably shouldn't be doing, one of those two things. But you know what I mean? People don't understand that if they're a musician, for example, you know what I mean? You can get local and you can do some local shows, man. You can do 2 or 3 shows a week and live comfortably doing that. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the biggest star in Canada. You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of that, though, that's whole society and the whole consumption thing. Like,
but that's true, too.
Like,
but
like, everybody wants to be rich and famous. You know what I mean? But
oh,
like,
yeah.
But they don't understand that half people who are rich or famous are miserable doing something that they hate.
They are.
You
exactly.
know what I mean? They might have a nice new car, a brand new house, you know what I mean? But they don't like their wife. You know what I mean? They buy a new car every time because they're sick of the car every time. Something's empty. They hate going to work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They take long vacations and this and that and the other thing, man. Everything is not as it seems, man. But then you can see people who are riding the bus every day. You know what I mean? Might not have a fancy car, but, yo, they're happy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They wake up less, they go to sleep less, and they're happy. You know what I mean? So success really is a state of mind, more of what all you have. Like,
exactly.
You can have all in the world and be unhappy, and then you can have people who have nothing and they're the happiest people in the world.
Exactly. But I mean, the point I was just trying to make too is that people need to understand, and the education that needs to take place from the time people are young you need to understand that, and that you have to understand that, you know, you can make a decent living doing what you love, even if you're not the most famous person in the world doing it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
And basically, like, these programs that are away, they're pretty much, they're just allowing the youth to become themselves, and they're encouraging it. So like you said, if you're good artistically, if you're good athletically, if you're good, you know what I mean, scholastically, whatever you're
gives
good
you
at,
the space to foster
it
your
gives
talent.
You, it gives you the space to foster your talent.
Whatever you do.
Whatever
you
do.
Shine at.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of reason, seriously, why American, as far as athletics and other extracurricular activities, will always exceed Canadian. Always. Because other than hockey, there's no really no nothing pushed and allows a kid to excel at an early age besides hockey, man.
Yeah, not here.
Everything else, exactly. If you're good at it, you're always good at it. Far behind an American. Like the average 16-year-old basketball player who's real good who plays in the States, that States player was playing that good since he was 10, 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's that good. They're that good. That's why there's so many more players.
It was in him. He
exactly.
Stepped his game up.
It was, and that's why there's so like there's so many more. Like they're all down there. Only like one or two players, athletes, players from Canada can go down there and play at that potential. There's a reason for that. It's not just luck. It's not that they have so much more people. It's they develop every skills, whether musically, whatever, at a young age in the States, there's something there for a lot of kids. And major metropolitan areas like Canada, same thing. But Nova Scotia, like I said, unless you're a great hockey player at six.
Soccer now, maybe. Soccer.
Yeah, soccer. Soccer's starting to take off now. But other than that, you're pretty much up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
I don't understand.
Unless you got a lot of money and your parents can pay for that special stuff.
Nova Scotia would be neglected the way it is.
Exactly. How do you go from being the capital of Canada?
Yeah.
How do you go from being the capital of Canada to being a forgotten city?
Forgotten province.
Forgotten city, selected? Forgotten province. It doesn't make sense. And how do you go from being the oldest black community to having your boundaries reduced and having nothing?
I don't know. Like, really, it's a landmark, I think. The Preston Township is a landmark. It's one of the oldest communities in Canadian history.
Exactly. Not just the oldest black community, one of the oldest communities.
One of the oldest communities, period.
And like I said, and if I showed people that original map I got sitting at the host, man, people wouldn't even believe it. They'd think I drew it up on the computer.
Like, seriously.
Big up to the archives.
Yeah, man, big up to the archives. But yeah, we're going to play a track, man.
And natural resources.
If you guys got any ideas, 494-2487.
Stay up interlude.
494-2487.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a track, some local Canadian content
up.
Coming up. So
stay up interlude, man.
We got this,
stay
and then we got a news article, and then some PSAs coming up to you.
Yeah, definitely. And the weather.
And the weather. So we'll be back. Youth Now Radio.
What she has is so Niagara.
Tabasco, I'm taking all you dumbass niggas to class, yo. Try and take notes, guaranteed your brain is that slow. I'm in the whip low with two broads in the back, though. You up, I'll lay you like the bars in this track, yo. Fit a hat low and I'm walking on you, homie. Can't even see me, I be so breezy. Man, I'm trying to get this cheesy, believe me, aw man. I see a lot of faking, so I be on a steady trail, Portland trail blazing. Hang it up, you Anthony Mason. I'm bringing nightmares like Freddy and Jason. Walk alongside me, the dungeon you can dwell. You wish that you could do it this well. Dizzy, incomparable, it ain't hard to tell. This is not witchcraft, but a hip-hop spell. I'm packing up my rhymes, then I'm shipping wholesale. Y'all cats is blind, I think y'all cats need braille. I send you to the high seas, I hope that you can sail. Back in the cut, all up in your back like that bass drum thump. Any given Sunday, we bound to tear it up. Bar till I fall, ain't no need for getting up. Can you catch up? Mind you, the pace is fast. I'm from the illest seed with a devastating pass. Move like a quarterback, my team runs long. With no playbook, I'm something like a bomb atomic. You can't stop it, liquor and chronic. Pop pills, how deep is your pain? All etched in your brain. Nah, man, I better be all slain. Memories of Dizzy, he was a real nigga. Eastside rapper, one of a kind nigga. Time for the gods to reclaim the earth. Not far from the end, but closer is the birth. I'm so dirty, I'm Dirt McGirt. Quan P to lace me, just like that. Now I'll put you to the floor and I'll be right back. High octane, yes I burn like that. They say I'm too sick, man, I'm a germ like that. I'm all about my butter cause I churn like that.
What up?
Now, radio, we are back.
Back like we never left, because it didn't.
So, guys, I was reading the paper here. It was Thursday, I believe, and came across an interesting article. Yeah.
What's the...
I want to share it with you guys.
Break that down.
So, are you guys familiar with the Fortress of Louisbourg?
What is it?
Yes. Fortress of Louisbourg.
Fortress of Louisbourg.
Yeah. We are, but I think you should break it down for the viewers, man. Just
listeners,
a little bit.
Yeah,
listeners, viewers. What did they say what they
our
liked,
family.
Man?
No, this is so, this is so significant that I'm not going to say anything about the Fortress of Louisbourg, but I want to read the article and people will understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Teach.
Okay. So the article was from CBC News, I believe, here. And so the stories of slaves will finally be told at the Fortress of Louisbourg in Cape Breton. And it goes on to say that Charlene Curtin was the first black interpreter at the fortress. She was hired 11 years ago, but now she animates the role of Mary Margarita Rose, a native of Guyana, Africa. And Mary Margarita Rose was one of the people who was a slave that worked actually at the Fortress of Louisbourg. And so Charlene Curtin, who's the interpreter who plays the role of her, she goes on to say it's an honor because most people of African Nova Scotia descent do not know this woman, do not know the history of the fortress. They believe it's only French. We want to tell our story. We want to be known. We want people to come talk to us when they come to visit. Rose was bought by Louisbourg naval officer John Lopinot in 1736. I don't know if I pronounced his name right, but yeah, John Lopinot in 1736, and she worked for his family for 19 years. She bring up his 12 children, and she was freed in 1755, and then married a Micmac hunter, and she also had a son herself. And together, her and her husband, they ran a successful tavern that served her former owners and other profiteers of slave labor. And so, basically, they have a slavery tour, and it's now permanent and part of the live interpretation of the history of Fortress of Louisbourg. And the tours will be offered weekly, Wednesday to Saturday, beginning at 2:30. And pretty much, the Fortress of Louisbourg is the largest reconstructed 18th century fortified town in North America. There are more than 50 buildings on the 4.9 hectare site.
Yeah.
All right. That's real talk. And I think it's important to just take from that, like what she said, that most people don't even know who the woman is. And I want to touch on something that Case said about a month ago one time. Man, they're not teaching the black history properly in these schools, man. Like, you got to step your game up, man.
There's more to us.
Like, there's more. Like you've been saying it.
Like
I said, they teach you slavery. They teach you Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks. And occasionally you might hear something about, say, Frederick Douglass, but you don't hear too much, or someone else. But you hear the same people every year. Maybe just a different part of the story, a different poem.
There ain't no,
but they're not. Why aren't we hearing about our Canadian history people? You know what I mean? Why are we hearing about Martin, Malcolm, and Rosa every single year from grade 1
to grade
your oldest school?
Seriously, Black History Month, same thing every time?
There's more to it than that.
Exactly,
right?
There's a lot more to it than that, man. Why don't we talk about the recent history? You know what I mean? We got a black poet laureate right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or ancient history before slavery,
exactly.
Where Timbuktu, and we had libraries and sciences and math.
Exactly.
And language,
why did you
and banks and financial systems,
exactly.
That the Europeans
came
modeled their system off of.
Exactly.
What about all that?
Exactly. But
that's,
I mean,
the stuff they leave in notes.
Exactly.
They
want, you know what I mean? Where do you think Julius Caesar learned how to build stuff and the infrastructure, man? They got all that from the Egyptians and the Africans, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, man,
us.
Seriously.
All I can say is we're in the information age, man. Whatever you need to know is at your fingertips.
Yeah, that's
little
true, man.
Food for thought tidbit.
Yeah, but really, some stuff you shouldn't have to look for.
Shouldn't,
exactly.
But seeking you shall find. As
that's true. Very true. Knock,
yeah.
And the door shall be opened.
Definitely. So, I think we're going to...
But who's knocking when they're in grade 3, though, man? Let's keep it real.
They're just absorbing, man.
They're just absorbing, exactly.
Right?
They're just being absorbed what they're told.
But yeah, so
how's everybody celebrating their natal day anyway?
I went up to Ross Creek again, man. Shout out to Ross Creek Center for the Arts in Canny, Nova Scotia. Shout out to Theater Off the Grid and the play Rockbound, which I'm gonna go see again before they shut it down, guys. They're shutting it down on Sunday, so if no one had a chance to go see it yet, you better get up there. It plays at 6:00 every day, Tuesday to Sunday, and there's matinees at 1 on Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets, get up there. I'm telling you, it'll be the best. It'll be the best experience. It'll be the best entertainment experience you have this year. I'm telling you.
Definitely.
Take it from Marsh.
Take it from Glenn. Glenn seen it too, man. I'm telling you.
So this goes on up in Rocks Creek.
Well, right now they're doing summer. They're doing summer programs for kids. Right now, I think it's the 15 to 18, but it's already signed up and booked up. But, I mean, they have, like, exhibits and stuff. It's very similar to an art museum, but they also run a lot of arts programs and stuff up there, too.
Yeah.
And, like I said, Theater Off the Grid does a play up there every summer, and it runs, I think, for 5 weeks. I might be wrong about that. I think it's, I don't know if it, but from looking at what I saw today, I think it's about 5 weeks. I have some stuff out in the car. I wish I would have brought it in. But, you know, but, yeah, the play is great. The center is great.
Bring the information next time, man. So
oh, yeah. No, I'll bring the information.
Yeah, Marsh, I had a question for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A little bird told me.
Tweet.
Big up to Tweety. But, yeah, that you were someplace on the weekend where I should have been by.
Oh, yes, man. Big up to T-Ross, because I know T-Ross was the birdie. I know T-Ross was the birdie, man. Listen, I was at Bridgewater at the Expo. Shout out to the Expo in Bridgewater, man. I'm telling you. They had a George Canyon concert, they had the fair, and they had the greatest ride at this fair. I was told, a little birdie told me, that they had this ride in Dartmouth before, but I never seen it. Just, you go on it, and it swings and spins at the same time.
Tilt the World?
No,
it
didn't
tilt
the World.
Does it look like a
spotter,
though?
No, it's not that one either. I'm telling you, listen, you sit. No, it's not the zipper. I'm telling you, look. It hangs straight up and down, and it swings up in the air each way.
And then it goes one.
And then it spins in a circle, too, at the same time. And you're about 100 feet off the ground, in the air spinning, and it just swings each way back and forth, man. I'm telling you, it's the greatest ride in the history of Earth.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of rides, I want to give a shout-out to the West Edmonton Mall. They got a few nice rides in there. I went to go on it. I think it's called the Mind Scrambler or something, but they stopped selling tickets, man. But they got two roller coasters in there. I'm telling you, one of them is sick, yo. I'm telling you, man. The whole setup, man. Shout-out to the West Edmonton Mall, man. The whole setup of that place. I want to shout out the whole Global Youth Assembly again, because that was the only reason why I was in Edmonton. So the Global Youth Assembly, the Ignite Change Now team, DreamNow.org, the John Humphrey Center, Youthscape. Who else I want to big up? Yeah, man, that pretty. Shout out to Earth Water too.
Big
yeah.
Everybody.
Shout out to federal government for cutting the funding so that more people couldn't go, man. No, I'm gonna put them on blast, man.
Okay, with that, I'm gonna take care of some administration guys. I'm gonna go into the weather, and as you see, today was a little bit overcast today, but turning all right. High 23 today. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it's gonna be clear, just windy. High 25, and Wednesday looks like the exact same. Only thing is, possibility precipitation is lower on Wednesday, and the high 25. Thursday is gonna be sunny, and it's gonna be a high of 21. And Friday, we're looking at clear skies with a high of 21 and low 15. The weekend should be another weekend.
Another sunny weekend?
I don't know. Can't tell that.
Yeah, he only got the 5 day, man, but it's all good.
He doesn't have the crystal ball yet.
That's all you need.
I don't know, man. I think the crystal ball could tell you, man.
Crystal ball will tell you? Yeah, I was going to say what's going on over there, Ghost.
Not much. Just kind of,
He's the ghost, man. He's just looking her, man. He's in the background, man. His spirit is floating through the studio, man.
I also want to say that in Edmonton, I've been to the best multicultural festival ever.
Ever.
Standalone?
Yeah, man. For sure, hands down. The best multicultural festival ever, man. Seriously, like...
You gotta give us some explanation on this, man.
Okay. So, just picture...
Picture it.
Picture Dartmouth Commons, right? Yeah. How we got the hills and whatnot.
Yeah.
Flatten it out a little bit, but keep some of the hills. And then make it the same size as the Halifax Commons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw a little lake/pond in the middle of it with a shop that sells paddle boats.
Jeez.
Right? Hold on now.
They sell.
No, they rent them. Yeah, they rent paddle boats. Because this lake or body of water is that big with a little island, some trees on it, in the middle of it, okay? You still follow me? And now on the outskirts of this... On the outskirts of this beautiful land, on this beautiful summer day, put about 150 to 300 tents in various stages, and then you fill these tents in various stages with the various music and smells,
snow
and food,
machines?
Snow cone machines and all that of women. The world, and women of the world. I'm talking Romanian, Ukrainian, Jamaican, West Indian,
Bolivian,
Chile,
Sicilian,
Sicilian. What else was
Melting
there?
Argentinian,
Turkey,
Brazilian,
I'm talking every country, Panama. Leo, where is Leo at? L-A-O, where is that at?
But apparently it's over it's in South Asia.
Okay, well, Leo, they were there representing hard. And I never even heard of them. Who else is there?
Passports, let's go.
My passport, I'm on the move.
I'm telling you guys, it was the world right there on that park. I forget what it was called, but I'm telling you guys, it was. And then put about 10,000 people on there.
Well,
boom.
You completely trumped my Bridgewater experience. I just had fun gambling, throwing the ball in the middle.
No worries. March 2013, man. We going to Rock of Gibraltar, man.
Rock of Gibraltar. We really are going.
What do you mean 2013? I'm ready to go right now.
The Rock of Gibraltar.
You guys think I'm playing? I bet you. All right, well, walk out the studio and say we going right now and see if I ain't there getting my ticket.
My passport game ain't up right yet, but.
Your passport.
Yeah, man, but we going to Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, man, let's go
into
another track, though. We got it lined up.
Does anyone want to call in and say hi to O'Dizzy or so? 494-2487. Youth Now, 88.1.
Girls on
Case.
The World Travelers.
Yes.
I got two microphones.
Hey, guess what? I saw Dells
and Russell. Let's go into the track. Let's go into the track, guys.
Oh, man, you forgot the vinyl version?
You said you could spit a hot 16 if you want.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We got 8 tracks up in here. Still beer with us.
You make me step my game up. Yeah, because women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying. No, trying to beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took them to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vows for that. Nigga vows to the fact things I did was dumb. High count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. And the older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand this shit. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged by who they standing with.
Yeah, really. Yeah, game up. Step my game up. Yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Some women fall in love beyond somewhere you at. You're happy, so she arguing, gotta get back. I'm literally trying to stay on the right track.
But you ain't tripping, you ain't on that, so that make me wanna come home.
I'm a grown ass man. You see by my actions just where you stand. I'm trying to get right in with you, I can.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step.
She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said, nigga, please do better than that. Why the fuck I wanna come over and chill on your couch? I laugh cause it seems she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these hoes ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that PF change, for PF change. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb shit. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some shit. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date. You so official, but a nigga can't attract Chris style with a Boone's Farm mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up. my game up.
You make me stone.
Listen, baby.
You make a nigga wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
Remember when you got your first apartment, you used to have chicks over. What was the number one line you used to always use when you wanted to try to get them naked?
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more. Let's step it up, man.
Girl.
Youth Now Radio, we are back.
CKD.
Hey, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, Marsh, one sec before the PSAs. I want Cap K.
Slacking on the PSAs, man. Yeah.
Cap, I want you to just let the listeners know. I want to give a big up to your sister, man. What was she doing? What was your sister doing recent days, man?
Canada Games.
Yeah, basketball
Canada
team.
Games, man. Yeah.
Girls, what? What is it, under 18 or?
They hold it down. I think it's under 18.
Yeah, so they did pretty good.
Yeah, they did good.
Okay, yeah, big up to Clarissa, you know, representing Canada at the Canada Games. Not sure what place they came in, but pretty sure it was
East 1, 2, or 3.
What's
up? Yeah, Eastside Preston.
Probably.
What's happening? Probably.
Yeah, if anyone knows, there's a caller out there that knows.
Yeah, there's a caller out there that knows, you know, exactly what place the girls came in. Could you call it on air, maybe let the airwaves know?
Here right now we're up on our new game, but once in a while we just, you know, it's a long day.
Yeah. 494-2487. So yeah, you got these PSAs over there, Mars?
Yeah, I got these PSAs, man. You guys ready?
Yeah. It's ready.
All right. Volunteers needed for the 2009 Halifax International Busker Festival. Do you want to have fun in the sun and gain volunteer experience this summer on the Halifax waterfront? If so, the Halifax International Busker Festival is the event for you. From August 6th to 16th, the Busker Festival will be jam-packed with amazing performances and memorable experiences. Join the team and volunteer for one of the largest and most popular entertainment festivals in Canada. To find out more information, please visit our website at buskers.ca or Sarah, that's S-A-R-A-H, at espproductions.ca. If public speaking freaks you out, check out Dal Smooth Talkers and learn to be a smooth talker.
That's your favorite.
Every Thursday, you can practice public speaking and presentation skills in a friendly, supportive environment. Dal Smooth Talkers meets every Thursday from noon to 1 on the 5th floor of the Row Building on University Avenue. And CKDU 88.1 FM will be hosting a radio and alternative media summer camp from August 10th to August 21st. It'll start with 1 week of hands-on activities and training where you'll learn about the skills involved in producing radio pieces. Then you'll actually collaborate to produce an audio documentary to be aired on CKDU. There will also be guest speakers and field trips, plus the chance to meet some cool people. And it's all free. The camp is for youth ages 15 to 18 and space is limited. Applications for the program are available online at www.ckdu.ca. Call 494-6479 or email Jane, J-A-N-E, at ckdu.ca for more information. Deadline to apply is August 5th at noon. That's 2 days, y'all. Step your game up. The Radio and Alternative Media Summer Camp is funded by Community Access Program Nova Scotia.
More?
And that's her.
Yeah.
That is her finale completed.
Done. Yeah.
So, guys, NATO Day Edition, how are you guys feeling? I'm a little tired, you guys. How about you?
Yo, I'm extremely jet lagged. Oh, I was on that red eye from
Alberta.
Yeah, you on
that 3-hour differential.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Right now, you didn't sleep right, and it's 10 o'clock. You ready for bed?
The thing is, it was so weird though because as soon as I just got adjusted to the West Coast time zone, time to come back to the East Coast.
Yep, and this will mess you up even worse. You'll be jet lagged for a week, man.
The first couple of days I was up there, guys, I'm telling you, man, like 5 o'clock come around, I was tired. I was so tired. I'm telling you, man, like between like 8 and 10 in Edmonton time, I was so tired, man. I had to pull through, man, until about 11, 12, my second wind come around. And you know how my Scotian come out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I had to invite everyone to my room, you know, for a drink, some loud music, you know, chill out.
I can't lie, man.
Into the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, yeah, I can't lie, man.
But the problem was, didn't no one take up on my offer, man. They just walked by and stuff. Didn't no one come in and offer to take a drink or
nothing. You was in there with the music, door open.
Oh, door open, drink on table, just ready for someone to come in.
People just rolling straight through.
Yeah, people wasn't saying nothing, no.
Oh, man, you needed a guy up there.
He was a George Jones.
I was up there having a party on my floor, man, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, man. We got conference in the morning, 2 o'clock, room 944 at McEwen Residence. Scotia in there, Case Dog, Any Dog from Nova Scotia DJ in there, iPod blasting, Appleton on the table.
Appleton.
We ready. We waiting for people.
Yeah, you need the big guy in there to go flag down some women.
We was waiting
for
people, man. Wasn't no one come around, or wouldn't no one come in, have a drink or nothing, man. Didn't even no one come turn down, turn down the music. They were just like, just let us party, just like leave them alone. And just let them do their thing. And we were doing it.
Oh, man. No,
from a young age, you not talk to strangers.
Yeah, you do learn that. And didn't no one talk to us.
It's so funny, though, because it's funny you learn that when you're young. But when you get older...
You can't live. Apply by this.
When you get older, you really have to talk to strangers every single day of your life or you're not going to live. Really. Seriously, though.
I'm just saying, I know, we all get it. You don't talk to strangers
when you're a kid because they can do stuff.
No. I just think there's not even, you don't talk to strangers, you just don't talk to people who don't have a title. You know what I mean? Like, you can talk to a stranger because everyone got a title if they're doing something, like, you know what I mean? That counter.
You're saying use discretion.
Use discretion, exactly. Like, for example, you can be the person in the back flipping burgers. That's your title. You're the burger guy. So if the kid was to talk to the burger guy, yo, mom, that's the burger guy. I want this, that, and the other thing on my burger. He made it wrong, so I'm addressing him.
Exactly.
Or the crosswalk officer. That's the crosswalk guy. You know what I mean? I can talk to him. He got a title.
Yeah, just don't talk to random dudes who ain't nothing.
The random guys who's just hanging out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't talk to those guys or girls, because them are the people who's up to no good.
Up to no good.
But we had another request for a jam.
Up to no good.
Oh. What should we talk about now, guys?
We got a request,
man. You gotta
put the request on, man.
Case got a request.
So it's going on.
Put the request on.
That's really good.
We're going to the track, so we'll be back.
Is it a surprise? Is it my track?
Nope. I think it's Glenn's track.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Ghost's track.
The Ghost.
Don't put it on me. We're still on air.
I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I took all that I have to give. And I never ran, never had, just so all you niggas could live. I never thought there would come a day when my people would turn me away. Joe Budden shit, ridiculed and I'm loving it. The hood know I'm the dude that governed it. Paved the way for my sons, laid down the cement for my semen. Ain't my fault y'all got stuck in it lately. It changed like the weather. One minute they love me, then they hate me. I'm cool with shenanigans. I don't care if dudes ain't a fan of him. Can't checkmate an eight-figure nigga with the moves of a mannequin. Talk like they want to go somewhere to meet me. Man, they just want to go somewhere to meet me. Easy, don't involve cops in it. Got the key to my city. How the fuck you think you got locked in? Bitch, 21 Rubens. On a hip of 21 goons. 21 gun salute. Bloody funds is what murder money becomes. 21 bodies on all 21 guns. You from the D and you don't fuck with me, you lame. The streets and the internet fuck with me the same. So later for that punk shit. This nigga, I smoke. That's why they say I stay on that blunt shit. Niggas spray you up before they wet your lady up. Then shoot the baby bats and let the shit your baby up. And I'm aligned with the bread. I hold niggas down doing time in the feds. Feral talk song. I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I took all that I have to give. And I never ran, never had, just so all you niggas could live. I never thought there would come a day when my people would turn me away. And it really tears me apart, cause I deserve a purple heart.
Properly greet a general. I have to take step down to be on a pedestal. I am
7, you give it my all, but you want more, you little beggar, you. I mean, it's terrible, I showed hip-hop anyone's edible. Never did something that's not respectable. Never spit something that's not incredible. Never sold my soul for numbers left for the decimal. I done fucked up movements like cerebral palsy. You don't know me, don't pause me, I'll throw lead at you. I mean, I earned day stripe and you know it. When you see me, put your hand on your head and push it forward.
Before shots land on your head and push it forward. Inside Long Beach, I'm only pushing four worms. I organize a street massacre. You haters know I broke bread with at least half of you. Out of town, 100-pound weed trafficker. Got niggas rocking Long Beach fitteds in East Africa. I've been stabbed, I've been shot, an imperfect part. Like my Grape Street niggas, I got a purple heart. I kill your bitch at the beauty salon on Willow. Then take a nap on your lawn on a Louis Vuitton pillow. Waiting for you to run out and say something. Come out your face front and dumb out and spray something. Brat, brat, now.
I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I took all that I have to give. And I never ran, never had, just so all you niggas could live. I never thought there would come a day when my people would turn me away. And it really tears me apart, cause I deserve a purple heart. Nigga, you should salute me, you should salute me, you should salute me.
Yeah, we back.
For a second.
For a minute. Not even a minute. How come no one called in today, man?
No one never calls in. I ain't worried about them. They worried about us, man. I ain't worried about them calling. I love my viewers, man. I know they paying attention.
Yeah, and they just chilling. You like, you know,
yeah, they just listening.
They just listening, man. Cooking supper, you know what I mean? Getting ready to have their meal. They ain't trying to stir the soup and be on the phone at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Probably a lot of barbecues fired up right now.
Oh,
and
yes.
And the shy people got the hand in their phone saying, should I call? What am I going to say?
Maybe they just forgot the number 494-2487.
87-2487. We're going to go to the next track, though. Let's do it, Case.
Line them up.
Capcake.
I'm still on.
Tell me what you like. Tell me and I'll put you off right. Now you say you like this nigga. Don't you already got a man? Ain't you proud of that ring on your hand? You should understand a one night stand. Shorty, tell me what you like. Tell me and I'll put you off right. Now you say you like this nigga. Don't you already I do my shit for the fortification. Might pop up the blue with no notification. No, I pick you up like a dollar off the rain and make you feel good into relaxation. I'll be over once in a while, you know, on special occasions. Girl, you already got a man. Like when you use your tongue into the dick lick. You don't want to see me get vicious and tell your man to man up. If you're man enough to put your hands up, then I'ma have to be real and fuck your man up. Man, you don't want to see me get on that tip, cause I'll demonstrate on your man. Show you some things I've seen out east. Show you how the niggas compact their feast. And all that there just decreasing the peace. Just wait till your man go to sleep at least. Now let's get back to you. You already got a man. Ain't you right? Well, then we'll go. what you like. Tell me and I'll do a fight. Now you say you like this nigga.
Yes.
Don't you already got a man?
Yes.
Think you got it every other man?
Yes.
You should understand on one last day.
Yes.
Shorty, tell me what you like. Tell me and I'll do a fight. Now you say you like this nigga.
Yes.
Don't you already got a man?
Yes.
Yeah, that was LL Kyle J. That was fire.
That deal was too sad before.
Dylan's bit hot fire.
You're too close, man. You're too close.
I didn't even Dylan.
Who's the five best rappers?
Dead or alive?
Dylan.
Who were the top five?
That's too difficult of a question.
Enough time left to get into that.
Yeah, get into that discussion, man. Not enough time
left. How time is it? Oh, never mind.
You got right in front of you, man.
We got 10 minutes.
Yeah, man. We got to put on a track and get into the cypher, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got it queued up now?
Youth Now Radio, NATO Day Edition.
I'm hearing that in my headphones, bro.
We gonna keep it on that EP tip, man.
Yeah, we just keep it, gotta, we keep it real. Like, we ain't trying to be all, like, you know what I mean? We keep it real.
That sounds like grinding.
Yeah, so you don't want to talk no more, like, about the track? What you were thinking about the track? How you was, like, what, like, yeah, I mean, that should
man,
be
I think
so
that track was
that
obvious,
song
was
just
man.
For, you know, I know, you know, tell me what you like.
Seriously.
I just want to know what the girl likes, so I made a song. Tell me what you like.
Exactly.
Tell me what you
and
like.
And she told me what she like, and we done it.
Then you can provide cater.
You guys play
and she already got a man, too. Make sure he don't know who you talking about. You can't put a business in the street like that. Just
right.
if you got a woman, better make sure you're taking care of her.
Watch. Yeah, man, you better know what she likes, cause she'll go out and find some brother who will know what she likes.
Yeah.
Just ask her, that's man. Not. Just be like, yo, baby, man, what you like, man? Baby, what you like, and I'll do it. Just like, man, I'll go there. One night, man. Just buy a ball or something and just put in.
Man,
just
all you
go.
Gotta do.
There's
man.
A whole. That's a whole another show too,
burn
man.
Some incense or something. We just gonna do it, man. Me and you, baby.
Three things. All you gotta do, man. By Jodeci, Diver, Mad Ben, Pleasure P, New One, and last but not least.
Don't say Maxwell.
No.
Man, Maxwell.
Usher Moving Mountain.
Usher, yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You got Usher Moving Mountain in your thing?
No, I don't got
Moving right. Mountains.
I'm telling you, but here what I'm
Back of the Lack.
No.
J Hawk.
And what else? What else do you need?
Hold on, guys. No, can we take it back for a second? Because I don't know how Cab K can hate on Maxwell. Maxwell will get it done, man. When you put a little something-something, it really is a little something-something every shot. So how are you even going to speak on Maxwell like that?
Pick up the music, Soul Child.
Yeah,
music will get it done too, man. Music.
Man, a lot of R&B artists will get it done, I'm telling you
True
right
that,
now,
man.
Okay, we going to, what's the next track?
Big up to H-Town.
Yeah, H-Town, for real, man. Shout out to D'Angelo, man. That was the Brown Sugar, man. And what was the video where he was naked?
How do you feel, man?
How do you feel? That was the jam. Feel. How does it feel, man? That was the jam, man.
You back.
Life Jennings 2B. Okay, we got the track lined up, so.
Yeah, sorry, that was just the R&B interlude, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Now we keep it good.
Oh, yeah,
keep
big
it gutter.
Up, big up Bobby Brown. Aye.
Oh, yeah, big up to Bobby Brown and the whole new edition. And Johnny Gill, whoever Johnny, came first.
Bobby Brown.
First. I don't know. I'm confused.
And Ralph Tresvant.
Yeah, seriously.
And James Brown.
Well, Ralph Tresvant was the leader anyway, so him and them and Bell DeVoe. And then I think, what's his name?
Shout out to the new edition album that they came out with. The first one they came out with after they, it might even been the only one, after they broke up and got back together.
It was
the
great.
One, the one with Hit Me Up on
yes,
it.
Yes, Hit
that
Me Up.
That album was off the hook.
It really was. Shout out to that for real. All right. I guess the Hungry For track.
Feed him.
I'ma keep running, but PCF left. So much as me, I'ma cheat. I keep two guns. So if it's going down, I know I'ma shoot one. And if it's really going down, I'ma shoot two. And I'ma shoot everybody, and I'ma shoot you. So get your money, get your shit, and do you. Or I change your fucking face and give your bitch a new.
We have a little bit of, you know, so.
So much as me, I'm a cheat. I keep two guns. So if it's going down, I know I'ma shoot one. And if it's really going down, I'ma shoot two. And I'ma shoot everybody and I'ma shoot you. So get your money, get your shit and do you. Or I change your fucking face and give your bitch a new you. You feel me coming like a new tooth. Nigga, you deader than a new suit. I'm getting red, I'm getting head up in a new coupe. Might be your bitch, might be your sis, it might be them too. In a crew, I'm on a mission to get Weezy in a proper position. And if they happen in a way, let the choppers a split them, put a nigga so far away. Where is mama, forget them, the cities who will run away. Where the lions are, get them high as a ribbon in the sky. Stevie Wonder eyes, I might hit them one time and leave it up to God. If we come back to get even with the odd, I'ma kill him this evening and leave him in the prime. See him in his shoes, put some bricks in his pocket. Gotta lose a nigga, cause ain't no more Johnny Cochran. Never knew a nigga, let the alligators find him. I'm from Louisiana, got a swamp for you down here. In front of the mansion, I'm relaxing in the lawn chair. Bad bitch telling the cops they can't go in there. My money, young money, cash money, millionaire. Cash money, millionaire. Cash money, millionaire.
Yeah, we got mixed up a little bit, but everyone has technical difficulties, so chill. For real. And we're going to get ready to cue this cypher out. Nah, me.
Cypher?
What? I thought it was dogs.
I thought we were going to On the Loose.
Marsh is requesting Doug's. So maybe we'll just forget the cypher. And go to Doug's, and then after Doug's, we'll go to the cypher. Does that sound good, though?
Yeah, that sounds.
Explain what Doug's is for a sec. Can you do
Doug's is the track that really kicked us off, man. Me, O, Astro, Mysterious, Blackjack, and T, man. We did that song. It's a classic, man. So.
You're getting queued up.
So, you know, it's just a classic track, classic Halifax, East Preston banger. You know.
Yeah, hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
This track came out. How old was I? What, 16 years
this
old?
Song, yeah, man. This song was 2000 or might even been 99.
End of 2000.
Yeah, end of 2000, man. So, yeah, we just went into the lab. We crafted the beat, handcrafted, you know what I mean? And then we just all dropped a few flows on it, and it's a hit. It's smashing.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I think I heard it before, actually.
You heard it before, man.
Yeah, it gets plays, man. It's been it 2 spins, million spins deep.
Seriously.
Queued up. No, it's Doug's.
On the Loose?
Doug's on the Loose.
Better be wearing that side when you come home.
Doug's. We found it. We dig it in the crates. That was my bad case of digging in the crates, but he found it, though.
Blow the dust off.
All right, man.
Dig in the crates, man.
All right, let's kick it off.
So we're going to go to that. And then after that, hopefully, we'll just last 5 minutes. After Doug's, maybe getting a quick cipher, but we're gonna find out. So here's Doug's.
I don't really feel like spitting, but
oldie but a goodie, man. A classic.
Hold on, no cipher, guys. Let's sound off and end it off with this, man.
Okay, cool.
Did you see it?
Yeah, man.
All right, well then, I'm gonna go first. Then it was a great show, that Monday laid back Nail Day edition. Capital K held it down for the first time on the board. Shout out to Capital K. Yeah.
Big up to Cap K.
Like sure. I said one more time, I want to shout out to the whole Global Youth Assembly, the whole Ignite Change Now team, Dream.org, the John Humphrey Center, Youthscape, the federal government, the Governor General. Who else I want to shout out? I want to shout out some friends I made. I want to shout out to Isaiah. I want to shout out to Shelby, Mohammed, Danette, Kadane, Priceless. Who else? Yeah, man. That pretty much does it.
All I can think of right now is a burger.
And then, so go out and enjoy the rest of Nail Day. Hopefully the sun comes out and stays out for the parade. You might check me down there with my dog and some of my other dogs.
Yeah, so,
we got my dog, and I got my dog. So, you know what I mean? I'll be down there. So, come check me out. If you see me, holler. That's what it is. What are you saying?
Signing off, man. Nato Day edition. You know what it is. Early August, we got, Buskers coming. Everyone check that out.
Yeah, Buskers
starting kicking off. And, good show today. Big up to SoBiz. Big up to the fans. Big up to... big up to the people in T-Dot who celebrated Carabana this weekend as well.
Yeah, shout out to Carabana.
And, as they say, that's her. Chill.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it short today, guys. Peace, love, and blessings to everybody, man. And Have a good NATO day, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, God bless you and have fun.
All right, I'm just going to give a quick one. Shout out to my Aunt Christine. She told me to give her a shout out. Shout out to me.
Oh, shout out to Mysterious. His birthday was on Saturday, too, man.
Oh, Mysterious. Mysterious, man.
My little brother, man.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, really, though.
If we're on the birthday tip, shout out to my grandfather's birthday. Is on Thursday. He's like 84, I think.
Yo, shout out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Shout out.
He's keeping it true. So, yeah.
All right, so we're going to go out with Ducks. Peace.
On the loose.
Don't get bit. My mic's still on.
It happened again, folks. That's vampires right there.
Is it?
That's vampires.
I wanna play that, man.
You wanna play vampires?
Dugs.
Master's yelling Dugs.
Okay, we'll take it off in here so I can cue it up. I need your earphones.
We'll cue it up. Just bear with us.
What's that? Can you hear anything? That's Dugs.
That's
right
it right there. Okay, we out.
Dugs. Hey, yo, I don't like ya, you're damn right, I'm gonna bite ya, kill you one shot like a sniper, high as a kite, run Dr. Frighter, niggas hear my shit, they be like, oh Christ, switch it up, hit you up, a nigga what, cut your bitch doggy style, you know I don't give a fuck, every door's got a heaven open, 7 to 11, running in, running out, let the bitches scream and shout, we rhyming, on the grinding, all the timing, when you look at me, please nigga, don't be smiling, we rowdy, bowdy bowdy, always growling, howling, niggas better throw in the towel and my shit's too hot, blowing up the spot, you better call the cop or you might end up lost, the dogs we bite, we bark, we break the law, when we lock jaw, it's over y'all.
Like jizz, I cut you with my liquid sword. As soon as these words come from my vocal cords, I kick indoors, bounce you and your crew off walls. Beware my dogs, nigga. We bite with strong jaws. Leave you on the floor, screaming in pain, swollen and sore. Black out on you hoes, nigga. Do you want some more? I told you I'm lightning. I strike quick like the Vikings. What I do to you is scary shit. It's frightening. You must be crazy. Think you can compete with laughs on the mic or in a fight? Yo, I beat that ass. What I got in my pen takes out 100 men, and anyone left will be.